Cork Ladies Football captain Ciara O'Sullivan, congratulations on Munster's success.
Thanks very much. It was a sweet one. I think it made it all the more special having lost it last year. It was one we really wanted to win, and I think we're going to enjoy it now tonight.
I remember after that final last year, you were so disappointed in your own performance, not to mind the result. It's a world apart. Was that a big driving factor for you today?
Yeah, I think you know, any competition you enter, you're in it to win it, and I think we weren't happy, and we can have no complaints about last year. Kerry were far better than us and wanted it more than us, but I think that definitely did drive us on for this year to try and get the cup back and to try and get a victory and, you know, set us up for the championship going forward. And I think in particular the night in Macroom was another bit of a wake up call as well.
Yeah, because this game's worlds apart from that. Like, he led them at half time in that match, but they completely dominated the second half and left you behind.
Yeah, and the night in Macroom, I think we were up at half time, but if truth be told, I don't think we deserved to be up. I think we got one or two fluky goals that maybe we were going for points and it dropped in, and, you know, things like a few lucky goals, and we didn't deserve to be up at half time. So I think the scoreboard flattered us at the end of that night in Macroom, and I think the big difference between Macroom and today was our work rate. I don't think, if you look back at the Crew match, I don't think we won one 50-50 ball, whereas today we were winning the breaks and getting blocks and tackles in. So I think that was the difference.
Does this mark and set you well on your way, in the sense that it's been another turning point and step up in your championship year?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it definitely is a positive note to go into the All-Ireland Championship with. But I suppose if you look at it the opposite to last year, you know, we were disappointed with the loss last year, and we used that to drive us on to win the All-Ireland in the end. So it's just important that we don't sit back and rest on this win. We'll enjoy it for now, but I think come next week, you know, we'll be looking at All-Ireland Championship and going for that, and effectively, like, they're different competitions, and anytime we're in a competition, we're gonna try to win it. So as I said, we'll enjoy tonight, but we look forward to the All-Ireland series next weekend then.
I know we would have talked about it earlier in the year in terms of the new management team and everything. You've paid credit to them in your speech today, because they've taken over, they've changed things, they've changed the playing panel, the team. You've won the league, you've won Munster now, it's all gone well.
Yeah, it is. I suppose, to be fair to the lads, like, they've put in countless hours, you know, that we don't even see, planning what way they're going to, you know, do the training, do the matches, how we're going to play, who they're going to play. And to be fair to them, they've given everyone such a good chance, and I think the competition for places is stronger than it's ever been, and I think that's only good for the team. And I think, to be fair, all the players are buying into what the lads want us to do, and thankfully today it worked out, and that'll drive us forward for the All-Ireland series, and, you know, give the lads more confidence in us and give us more confidence in them as well. So I think it's only good having won the league and now won the Munster.
Great stuff, well done.
Thanks very much.
Cork manager Aoife Fitzgerald, congratulations on a dominant display and victory in this Munster final.
Thanks very much, Lisa. Yeah, very pleasing. I suppose we came down tonight with a purpose after our performance in Macroom. We weren't happy with it, and I think the girls stood up. It was a very difficult night to play in. We had wind, we had rain, and the wind seemed to be swirling all over the place. But the attitude was right, and that was the most important thing. And I think from the word go, maybe outside the first 5 minutes, we were on top, I thought, all over the pitch. And, you know, the scoreline, you know, I suppose probably reflects the dominance we had over the hour.
As you went level kind of early in the game, I thought this could be a very close match, but that goal, and I suppose pulling away there then, there was no way back for Kerry.
Well, 4 points up at half time, you know, there was a fairly substantial win there, and, you know, we felt that if we had a good start to the second half, I suppose it was nearly a mirror image of what happened in Macroom a few weeks ago. We were four or five points up at half time and left it go. So, like, the girls were determined that wasn't going to happen this week. So, they asked one another for a big performance for the first quarter of an hour, the second half, and I think we got that. Whilst we didn't tack on a load of scores, but I think we got three, they didn't get any, so that kind of put us out of sight. And then the penalty, obviously.
The penalty was indicative, though, of how difficult they were at the back at times too. Ciara and Duren combining to break them down couldn't, but they eventually conceded the penalty.
They did. That's Duren's first game since the middle of the league, I'd say. So, like, there's great credit due to her. Obviously, she was tired, and, you know, and that. But it takes time to get your touch back, you know. And I suppose Vera Foley as well. Like, she's been out for quite a bit with a knee injury. But it's just testament to them in terms of their attitude and commitment, that they go out and they give it everything. And I think they got the just rewards tonight.
You must have been thrilled with the defensive display.
Yeah, well, we changed things around a bit tonight. We played with a sweeper. Like, we got picked off from Macroom the last day. You know, we played 3-on-3. We left him. We left him half 3-on-3 in our full back line. And I think if you give any forwards space, and they have particularly good forwards in Mara Hertig and the other two girls, so, like, we decided that wasn't going to happen tonight. And I think Deirdre, we brought all the farmer back when she could from the half hour line, and Deirdre Shauna went centre back, and Deirdre swept, and I thought she did brilliant. You know, she reads the game very well, and she blocked an amount of ball. But I thought all through, not just Deirdre, but the girls were getting back in numbers. I mean, Annie Welsh got through an amount of work, and in the last 30 seconds there, we had Ciara Sullivan and Orla Finn, who must have been exhausted, tearing back the field, you know, with 30 seconds to go. So I think that's the attitude.
And that's the attitude in the sense that the game, they weren't going to lose it if Kerry got a goal at that stage, but it just shows how hard they'll work to avoid scores.
Yeah, well, we don't want to concede, and, you know, we want to be as good as we can be. And I think, you know, your career is short, and I know these girls have won a lot, but there's a lot of new girls coming through as well. Like, I was delighted, Shauna Kelly tonight, now I talk, gave a very, very solid performance. You know, she actually lives on the Kerry border. I think she might be, in parish-wise, might be even in Kerry. So she was real determined to do well. And that probably put a little bit of pressure on her, but I thought she did very, very well. And you've heard the likes of Hannah Looney and Libby. Like, Hannah had to play Manchester and travel from Wexford. Now, the other two girls are used to it, Rena and Breege, but they're phenomenal athletes. I mean, to get through amongst the final like that, Breege was going as fast at the finish as she was at the start, after travelling 130 or 40 miles yesterday to play a game and back down. So they're unbelievable athletes, but I think once we got our systems right and got our attitude right, and I think the girls at this stage of their careers now, a lot of them, they respond well to knockout football. Even though I know it's not knockout, but it was a cup at the end of it. You know, amongst the final, and it's to be cherished. So, but I think a lot of these girls will look back at their careers in a few years' time and say, Jesus, I did fairly well there. You know, Breege never looks at anything, only the next game, to be fair to her. But I mean, they've been phenomenal. But I think there's a good bit left in them yet, please God.
Yeah. You must feel you're in a great position now going into the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I think the draws are next wins, but I think that gives us an extra week or 2 weeks. As far as I know, Kerry will go to a qualifier now, and then we play quarterfinals. So I think it's against one of the Ulster counties, as far as I know, but I'm not 100%. So, to be honest, we didn't look past this today. You know, we saw this as our final, and we'll go away and prepare. We have a training weekend organised next weekend now, so we'll take this week off and we'll go away and we'll work hard next week, and
where
then we'll
heading?
Prepare for Dunross Carbery. So we'll give them the week off, as I say. We'll go down and we'll reassess. We'll have a look at the video and we'll see where we go from here.
I put it to, I was just talking to Deirdre O'Reilly actually, and you know, the difference this year on last, in the sense that they were so disappointed with last year's Munster final performance, it was almost spurring them on for the rest of the championship. And I wondered what might be the difference this year, and she was very quick to say that the loss to Kerry the last day was what will drive them on this year. Like, that was a real lesson, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And obviously it was. They don't like losing to, especially when it's your closest neighbours. Yeah. But as well as that, I suppose me being new, and James being, like, Frankie and Pazer have been there for years. Con as well is new. And Mike Carroll, who's been doing a great job with him with the strength and conditioning stuff. Like, we want to win everything, you know, and that's always been my philosophy. Now, you're not going to win everything, obviously, but you want to be the best that you can be on any given day. And, like, if you do that, especially when you have a talented bunch of players, then, you know, you'll win a fair share. And, you know, I'm greedy for success with them, because, you know, whilst they might have won a lot of those girls out there today would probably be winning their first Munster Championship, maybe, you know. So and likewise with myself, so there's a kind of a, I suppose maybe we reinvigorated the whole thing maybe a little bit for the older girls as well. I don't know, but again, it's the work is done on the pitch, and certainly tonight I always felt that after the 10 minutes of the second half we were very, very comfortable.
You might have won every match now, but you've won every title on offer. You've won the league and you've won the Munster now.
Yeah, we did. Well, we were thinking back today there today. I remember, as I say, you know, I came into the job late and that, but we lost the first game to Mayo, which I wasn't at because I was committed to Waterford. And the second game we played Kerry, and to be honest about it, I didn't know the name. I knew the well-known girls, but I really didn't know some of the girls who had gone out there. So I was just, we were chuckling, myself and James coming down in the bus today. Since we've come a long way since our trip to Brosna, whatever it is, 6 months ago, is it, or whatever. But they're a great bunch to work with, you know. They're phenomenally, I mean, as you know, they don't get any expenses, they don't get anything out of it, only the pleasure of putting on the cock jersey and obviously winning medals. But they never ask for anything, really. They just get on with it, and I think that's part of their humility is probably a major part of their success, and you know, long may that continue.
Right, well, the best of luck with your quarter-final preparation. Well done tonight.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
Munster final player of the match, Orla Finn. Congratulations first on winning this title.
Thanks very much. We knew coming out here today there was going to be a tough battle, especially the fact that a few weeks ago they beat us, and you know, it was kind of hard, hard coming in today knowing that they were training well and they were playing well. But we kind of kept on top. We kept going. We had the right attitude going in today, I suppose, and that's what kind of got it for us in the end. So we're all delighted.
Your own performance, player of the match here today. Your first half goal, a turning point in the sense that it put you so far ahead at that stage. Kerry didn't look like they were going to get back at that stage.
Yeah, I suppose it kind of drove us ahead. We were going in at half time 4 points up, and I suppose when we came out after half time, we knew we had to work hard for at least the first 10 minutes, and we picked off another few scores, and then we were kind of on the driving seat then and till the finish.
You must be delighted with your own season today. You're absolutely flying it.
Yeah, I'm delighted. I really am. I suppose I got the confidence back this year now again, and just keep driving forward, and hopefully I'll be playing well in the next few matches we have to come.
Efi's put his faith in you, I suppose. You must be delighted that he's given you this opportunity this year, and you've repaid him too.
Yeah, stepping up to take the freeze really gave me the confidence. You know, you kind of have to, it's hard stepping into Valerie's boots, but when I start picking off the first few, then it keeps going from there then.
How important is this win over Kerry, do you think, Orla, for you to just kind of get that one over them again, you know?
Yeah, it was massive. We really needed a good performance today, and we tried our hardest and we played our best, and we came out with the win in the end. But now we're going straight into the quarterfinals, so we've a few weeks of hard training ahead of us, and hopefully we'll be coming out tops in the quarterfinal again.
And you've done the league now, you've got the league trophy, you've got the provincial trophy, it's about the All-Ireland one now.
Yeah, that's what our eyes are on now. For the next few weeks will be very tough training, but that's what we're going to do, and we know exactly what's ahead of us. We've 3 matches hopefully left, and hopefully we'll be in the All-Ireland final in a few weeks time, but as that said, there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
Best of luck with that.
Thanks very much.
Darren O'Sullivan, well, first of all, congratulations on Munster's success.
Thanks very much. We worked hard for it, I suppose. We learnt a lot from the game in Macroom. We did some video analysis after the game, and I suppose that brought us on. But it was fierce hard out there again today. Conditions were unfavourable for football, but hard work, I suppose, won it for us in the end.
There's a big difference there in that game tonight than Macroom, isn't there? Like, I mean, it was your defence really, they just couldn't break them down.
Yeah, our defence was unbelievable tonight there. Everyone played from the front. The aggression towards the ball was unbelievable. And when Kerry were attacking, were getting the ball, we were trying to get as many people behind the ball and breaking fast in. So that's not an easy game to play when you're trying to get up and down the field. We've the easy job inside in the full forward line, but the likes of midfield, half forwards, half backs have to get up and down the field, which is fierce stuff, but I suppose that's what senior and county football is about.
I don't know, it wasn't that easy for you. There was one, like, for the penalty Rena ended up getting, yourself and Kira were working together to try and break them down there. They ended up fouling you anyway, but they were tough, that full back line.
Yeah, fierce physical. They bring, Kerry always bring fierce physicality to the game. We have a few light players like Orla Finn there now, so but she's well able for them, but Kerry are always tough, there's no doubt about that, yeah.
You must be delighted yourself back from injury now for today, looking good and feeling good?
Yeah, definitely. I've a bit more now to go game practice and fitness wise, but delighted now. You kind of sometimes when you're out for a bit you forget about the pace of the game, but it's lightning. Even kickouts, restarts are all done so fast, so it does take a bit to get back up to the game, but I'm delighted, yeah, to be back.
Yeah, you reasserted your dominance tonight, Darren, because obviously you won the league, you've won the Munster, now it's all about the All-Ireland now, and that's the defence.
Yeah, I suppose that's always our goal at the start of the year. We want to be back in Croke Park. That's the highlight of every single one of the girls' years every year, is hopefully the dream of getting to Croke Park, and that dream's still alive now after today, so yeah, we're looking forward to the rest of the campaign.
Great stuff, well done.
Thanks very much.
Cork centre back to Deirdre O'Reilly, you absolutely marshalled that defence today, and it's what won this Munster final for you.
Yeah, well, sure, I suppose we were told at the start what we were to do, and I was kind of the free player, I suppose, and told to tell the backs around what to do and stay in charge of it, so I suppose we did it, and we kind of held the backs really well, and every time they came in kind of past halfway we kind of locked it down, so yeah, I suppose we gave away 6 points, and it's not too bad in a 60 minute game, so Yeah, no goals, no shot on goals, which is great.
Absolutely. Like, Martina didn't have to pull off one save. It was brilliant. And, like, you must have learned an awful lot, or you did a lot of homework anyway on that night in Macroom.
Yeah, well, I suppose the night in Macroom, we played very well for 50 minutes. We were a draw with 50 minutes after 50 minutes. And last 10 minutes, they got two goals, and sure, we couldn't do anything about it. They held the ball then for 3 or 4 minutes at the end, and we just weren't going to leave that happen again. Do you know, we had to play better, and we did. The forwards did well as well. They got their scores.
Yeah. Efi has said how, you know, he's kind of learned in previous games that if teams are going to play defensively against you, you're going to have to learn how to cope with that. You did that tonight, but also kind of gave a lesson in it.
Yeah. I suppose we didn't follow our players, or, you know, the wing backs didn't follow our players tonight. They just sat and waited for them to come back, and that was kind of the difference. Last day we ran with them, and when it broke down, we had no one defending, and they got handy scores, I suppose. But yeah, we just waited for them to run at us and broke down from there. So yeah, it worked.
You lifted the league title, or the league cup. Kira's lifted the Munster Cup tonight. It's the big one left now.
Yeah, the All-Ireland's very far away now. We've a quarter final, you know, when it is probably nearly a month, I suppose. But yeah, the next one seems very far away now at this stage. But sure, this is a good start in a way, and we'll plug away from here.
Last year, like this time last year, when you lost to Kerry, it was kind of a turning point and a big driving force for you for the rest of the year. Do you feel like you're in a good place positively, that you don't need kind of a negative to be driving you on?
Well, I suppose we had our negative already. You know, Kerry beating us in Macroom was, it was hard to take because we didn't play well. And I suppose we knew that if we played like that, if that was going to be our game for the rest of the year, we weren't going to go anywhere. We weren't going to win a Munster, and we'd barely get past the qualifier. But
So you've had the lesson.
Yeah, we've had the lesson, and we've been beaten a couple of times this year in the league and stuff as well. So we know that the teams are very close to us, and so we have to push it on, or we won't be there in September.
Best of luck with your preparations for the quarterfinal. Cheers.
Thank you.